Okay, we are picking up from Hey Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amud. Our learning is once again sponsored the Ila Nishma Shulam Espas Yaakov, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. So I ended off pointing out that the Gemara says Nimtza Tamoti Lazal Gitinam Rishonim, that we see that if a person has an extra churma that previous Doros didn't have, that is not a nice thing, because you're saying Ki'ilu, like the earlier generations had done Gitin wrong. So I think Rav Schechter mentioned based on that there's like a chumrah from Rabbi Kiva Eger that in terms of how the woman accepts her get, and I think certain gedolim, maybe it was Rabbi Yashiv, was machmir for it. Rav Schechter thought that based on this gemara you should dafka not be, because in Europe he said that they were never machmir for this halacha, and therefore your motzi laza gets in a rishonim that people who don't have this chumrah and the earlier generations that didn't. So that was just a ha'ara that he made based on the point of Nimtza Tamotzi Lazal Gitin HaRishonim. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Again, three lines from the bottom. Rabba bar Rabba Chana Aisa Gita Palga Echtev Kameh Palga Lo Echtev Kameh. Rabba Chana brought a get from Chutz Aretz Eretz Yisrael. So half of what was written in his presence, the other half he wasn't there for. Also, Lekameh Rabbi Lazar. So he came before Rabbi Lazar. This is Rabbi Lazar ben Badas, who's an Amora, right? This is Rabbi Lazar ben Badas, the Amora. And he said to him, to whether or not he has to make the declaration, Amrlei, or he can even. He could say to make the declaration b'fan anechtav. How could you say b'fan anechtav? Amrlei, afilo kasev et lashita achas lishma shuvei natzarech. He says that as long as the sofer wrote the first line lishman, you saw that is okay. And Rashi understands because the first line in the get has the names of the husband and the wife and the date at which they are going to be writing it. So therefore, that's the ikar point. And then once you know that's lishma, you're good. Ravashi, Amar Ravashi says, turning on to the next Amud, Afilu Kan Klumasav Kan Megilta, that even if the Shliach only heard, that's the way it was sounding, like the sound of a quill that was against the parchment, he only heard like the writing, you know, like you imagine like hearing the writing. So that itself is going to be enough. That's going to be enough. So at that point, you could still say that Befan Anechtav. So the Gemara, Befan Anechtav, Befan Anechtav, but meaning the point of Befan Anechtav would be fine. So the Gemara says, Tanakh of us, the Ravashi, we have a Braisa that supports Ravashi. Maybe get Mbinia Sayam, Afilu, who, Babayas, the Sofer Baliyah, who Baliyah, the Sofer Bias, Afilu, Nichnas, Yotza, Kolam, Kolo, Kosher, then all these examples, that if he was in the house and the Sofer was writing on the top floor, or he was in the top floor and the Sofer was downstairs, or if he just went in and out, all those examples to get is going to be Kosher. So it's valid to say b'fan anechtav, b'fan anechtam. Who bebayis v'sofer ba'aliyah, and you can assume it wasn't in the Shema. If he is bebayis sofer ba'aliyah, halo kachazilei. But if he is in the house and the sofer is upstairs, he doesn't see him. He doesn't see the get being written at all. Elav kigon d'shama kan kolmasa v'kam megiltas. How do you explain this price? It must be that at the very least he heard the sound of the sofer writing up the parchment. He wrote it. He was writing the get, and therefore. That is exactly how Ravashi explains. So this braisa is a support for Ravashi. So now the Gemara goes back to this braisa, and the Gemara says, "Amar Mar, afilu nichnas v'yotza kol yom kulo kasher." That even though he was going in, even if he was going in and out of the house all day, the get's going to be kosher. So the Gemara asks, "Man, who is going in and out? Ile mashaleach? If we're referring to the shaliach, that the shaliach's going in and out and seeing the get being written partially, but not the whole time." Like a mashkiach, right? Yotzev nichnas. He's in and out. He sees what's going on. Hashem b'bayis zover aliyah. The lochas le'amart kasher nichnas yotzev b'bayis. The braisa doesn't mention this halacha. The braisa told us if someone is walking in and out, he actually sees this sofer writing up the get, at least part of the get, then he's good. So if that's the case, so then if the guy doesn't see it and it's kasher, so then kol shekin. Meaning that the case again, other round. If the guy doesn't see it, he's on the bottom floor and it's on the upper floor, or vice versa. He doesn't even see it being written. That's kosher. So then, if he actually does see part of it being written, then kol shekein it should be kosher. So then, you don't need to mention that. The Bryson doesn't need to mention this halacha. So if he saw it being written, then obviously it doesn't need to be mentioned. Rather, ella sofer but we must be referring to that the sofer was in and out of the house. To which the Gemara says, okay, what's the problem? He's not allowed to take a break. He wants to go get a coffee. What's the problem? Shita, should the nichlas v'yotze nirsaline. We're going to pasul the get because he's yotze v'nichlas. Why should that problem be problematic at all? So says the Gemara, lo tzricha de nafak l'shuka v'asa. Because he went to go grab a bite to eat. He went to a restaurant to go eat something and he came back. So what was that? What was the havam, you know? I would have thought that there was another person, the same name that he found, and the same person, Reuven divorcing Sara in Yerushalayim, wants to get divorced. Oh, great, I have a shtar already written. I'm going to use it for you guys. So therefore, we don't have to be concerned. That's such a far-fetched possibility that even that, the bracelet, we are very machmir, because, you know, gittin is a subject which is a davar sheba erva, which can lead to mamzeres, generally have a lot of chumras, as we see in the whole idea of many of these previous dapim are very machmir, but to go that far, even that, we're not going to go that far. That's what the bracelet is telling us. Okay, now the Gemara says itmar. We said that you can, if you make the, in Eretz Yisrael, you don't need to make the declaration. So the Gemara is now wondering, what's the status of Bavel? What's the status of Bavel, right? Babylonia. Rav Amar Eretz Yisrael. Get in Shmuel Amar Kechutz Laaretz. Rav says it's like Eretz Yisrael, that you don't need to say Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam. And Shmuel says no, it's like Regav Chutz Laaretz that requires saying Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam. So the Gemara suggests, what's the machlokas? Lema Vakum Efegim Mikugit suggests that this is the Yisrael machlokas. This is what they're fundamentally arguing about. Demar Savar Lefisha In Bekiin Lishma. Rav, he understands that the declaration is needed because people are not familiar with the Halacha. And therefore, people in Bavel are in fact aware of this halacha, and therefore, you don't need to make this takana. Marsavar the fisha eden nevutzer the kaima. Shmuel understands that because there are not people able to confirm the signatures, it's not so common to be in Bavel to go Bavel to Israel or wherever they're going to be, and that would be a problem. That's why you have to write it. This is a little bit difficult to understand why this was the havamina. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says that even if they are learned, then they have to be, we're still afraid that Shema Yachzor Adav L'Kukulo. So therefore, why also in Bavel should you not require saying B'fanin Neftam, B'fanin Neftam? Why should Bavel be any different? So the Achronim explained, Amar Mshif and others, that basically, unlike other countries, the Bavel were very big Tamei Chachamim, and therefore, we're not afraid, the whole Takana of Shema Yachzor Adav L'Kukulo didn't apply for Bavel, for whatever reason. It was so engrossed in Torah, we were convinced that that area wasn't going to go back. Okay, very fascinating point. It's a hard havamina to explain. Anyway, the Gemara says, "Tizbara," but can you really say this? Sorry, the Gemara rejects it anyway, but even as a havamina, how do we accept it? The Gemara says, "Harabba is the Rava," but we know that Rava agrees with Rava that basically that a declaration is needed to be able to confirm the signatures as well. So since everybody agrees, at least one of the reasons apply is because that you have to find the edim. So then everybody should agree that if the bubble is not matzoi, then everybody should agree or should require lufan nefta b'fan neftam. So rather elav dekuli alma ba'in and lekaima. So rather everybody says that we need the declaration to confirm the get. Rav Savar Kevan De'ika Mesivta Mishkach Shichi. Rav understands that since there's a lot of yeshivas in Bavel, which people are going back and forth all the time, and they're checking out this yeshiva, going to that yeshiva, and therefore they're able to confirm the signatures. There was one in Surah, one in Aharda, and people would go back and forth to learn by the different Rosh Yeshivas, to go hear the different Shurim. Ushmuel Savar Mesivta Bigger Sayu Tride. However, Shmuel understands that, no, what are they doing? They're not looking at the signatures. They're busy shtagging all day. They're learning. And they can't ascertain whose signatures who. They don't know who's what. They're busy learning. They don't even know. Chaim Kadeski didn't even know the streets that are three blocks away from him. You know, they're immersed in Torah. That's how Shmuel understands it also. They're mamish immersed in Torah. Itmar Nami, so the Gemara says, Amar Baba, Rav Huna, Asinu Atzmenu B'Bava, Karetzo El Gittin. We consider ourselves like, Bavel, like ourselves with regards to Gittin. Mechiasa Rav Le Bavel. From the time that Rav came to Bavel, when he came to Bavel, he established a major yeshiva in Surah, and therefore, there was people there. So this is a problem that Rashi already discusses, that already in Sukkim and Malachim, that's like 600 years before Rav got there, it implies that the Yidden understood that they were already from the times of Melech Yechaniah, that 11 years before even the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, there were Yidden there, and they knew Torah. So they knew the Lishma. So what is Rabbi saying? That because when Rav got Mechiasa Rav Le Bavel, so Rashi explains that Rav came and he had this huge yeshiva, and people were coming there and attracted people. That was the idea, that it was more in terms, not in terms of the fact of Lishma, but in terms of the fact that it was more accessible and people were traveling back and forth. That is what led to it being okay. So the Gemara says, now Masi, Rav Yirmiyah is a kasha from our Mishnah. Rav Yudah Omer Merekim LeMizrach, Merekim KeMizrach. Our Mishnah says, from Rekim eastward, and Rekim itself is the same status as the area of the east. Ma'ashkon Ladarim and Ashkon from the south. Ma'ashkelon Kedarim and Ashkon itself has the status of the south. Ma'akol Ketzafon, Ma'akol Ketzafon, and Akko has the same status as the north. That is, meaning anywhere north of Akko is considered Chutz Laaretz. So what we know about Bavel is when it's Yisrael came, and Bavel is way past that, it was way north of that. What are they bring a pasuk? They knew the geography. They knew Bavel's way past Akko. By the way, we have to, I guess, bring a pasuk to show them it's the famous very beginning in Yirmiyahu, Sefer Perek Aleph. It says that from the north, evil is going to come out. That's referring to Babel, and that was referring to Babel, which is much north of that. It's not Rabbi Meir Amar Akko Kaitzel Gittin. He said Akko is the same side of Eretz Yisrael Gittin. Akko is very far north in Eretz Yisrael. But Filer Meir Lo Kamar Ela Ba Akko Demikarva. Akko, which is least close to the Eretz Yisrael. However, Babel Demerchaka Lo Ba Babel, which is much further away, he would agree, is not considered Eretz Yisrael. So how could the Amorim say that Get in Babel is Pater? Which is a very difficult question that the Rishon HaMachon are bothered by over here. The Gemara said before that this halacha was when Rav came and started the new yeshiva, and therefore you didn't require it anymore. So how is the Gemara asking a kasha from the Mishnah, which was clearly earlier than this takana, and therefore it's earlier than this takana? There's no shaila. Earlier they would need this takana. So what was the Gemara asking? So the Tosfos Rosh quotes the Ri, and he says that really there were many yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. But some of them had closed the generations before Rav, and many Talmidei Chachamim had left Babel, right? He quotes Reb Chiya left in the Gemara in Sukkah over there, Daf Chaf. So therefore, if Rav's halacha is correct, then it shouldn't have been necessary to make the declaration in the times of Mishnayos when the yeshivas were still open. Why should Rav's opening of the new yeshiva have changed anything? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, "Who mosiv lemufarik?" So Reb Yirmiya asked the kasha. Reb Yirmiya gave the teretz. He said, Labar min Babel, the Mishnah is referring to all places north of Akko, except for Babel, because there was reason to assume that Babel, right, was very strong in learning already from the beginning. Therefore, they are exempt from this halacha that required b'fanenechtam, even from the very beginning. So then you have to explain that. What does it mean, that even from the Mishnah's time? So then what happened when Rav came to Babel? So you have to say that there was an interim time from the Mishnah until Rav, that there must have been a time where at that point it was necessary to mention it. Okay, now the Gemara wants to know, with regards to Gittin, we just said that you don't need to write b'fanenechtam, what exactly is going to be the borders of Babel? So you have to know that it's an area where people, there's Jewish settlement, that they know the halachas, and it has to be accessible to be able to give a get there, just like in Eretz Yisrael, that'd be the same point. So the Gemara says, "Heichani Babel." So with regards to this, where is Babel considered? It's accessible, and they're knowledgeable of the halachas. Amar Papa, k'machlokas yovzin kach machlokas le'gitin. That we know the Gemara in Kiddushin, and the Afayin Aleph, it tells us that there are different places with regards to the yochsin al Babel, the Gemara about Ezra. So we know that there's different lineage in Babel. So there's ramifications. Who's choosing a wife? You know, you don't want to pick people with a shtuk mamzer, shtuk shtuki, and other things like that. So the Amoraim over there have a machlokas with regards to what exactly is the areas of Babel that is like, the Gemara has a lashon like it's ki isa l'aretz Yisrael, Babel ki isa l'aretz Yisrael, isa ki Babel. One is better than the other. Whatever, the Babel is good. So therefore, the same halacha, when you define Babel there, is going to be the same way they're going to have the machlokas over here. Rav Yosef, Arma machlokas yochsin. Now the machlokas with yochsin with regards to lineage is one halacha. Bala gitin, rekol ad arba tinyana de gishra. Everybody agrees that Babel, with regards to halacha of gitin, is going to go to the second, the swamp, past the bridge. That's where you can, that's where it is. So that's over there. That's where, apparently, that's the siman for where it was near the Euphrates River. That's where the siman was. Rav Chista Matzach me, Tatsifson Leve Adir Shir. I'll pronounce it properly. The names of areas in Babel. Maybe Adir Shir, like Grunlo Matzrich, but from Bene Adir Shir to Aktisifon, there he would not be Matzrich the get. Leima Kasavar Lefisha in Bekin Lishmas. So we suggest that Rav Chista is of the opinion that people from abroad are not familiar with the requirement for the get to be Misek Lishma Vanik Mira, and these people Adeshar are familiar with the halacha, therefore you do not need to make this declaration. So the Gemara says, with Hizra, how you can make that suggestion? That's not true. We said before that many times over that Rabba agrees to Rabba, and therefore since the get, it doesn't matter if they know about it, it has to be whether it's accessible or not. Everybody agrees that we need to confirm the signatures. Since the Be'er Adeshar come to the market of the people in Aktisifon, so then over there, they know the signatures of Be'er Adeshar. That's the point. However, the people of Be'er Adeshar do not recognize the signature of the people of Akisifon because the visitors from Be'er Adeshar are too busy in the markets to become familiar with the signatures of the people that are coming to visit. They're busy buying things, and therefore they never became familiar with the signatures, and that's the reason that it's a problem from over there. Now the Gemara says, Rav Bar Avuha Matzrich Ma'alsa L'Arsa. He said that a declaration is needed to say from one row of houses to another row of houses, because maybe they didn't know the signatures. Rav Sheshes Matzrich Meshchuna Shchuna, from one neighborhood to another neighborhood. So those areas also you require. Rav Matzrich Ma'osa Shchuna. And Rav says that you require the declaration of a get being delivered in that very neighborhood. But Rava is the one who says that the reason for the declaration is because witnesses are available to confirm the signatures. So why did he require the declaration for a get being delivered in the same neighborhood where it certainly obviously can find the neighbors to confirm it? No, because the people of Mechoza are always traveling, and therefore he was afraid that the people of Mechoza are not around to be able to confirm the signatures even within the same city, and they're not familiar with the other signatures, and that's why Rava required it over here. So now the Gemara goes, Vayter Rav Chanin Mishtoi Rav Kahana Aisa Gita. So Rav Chanin said the following Maisa over there. Rav Kahana was once bringing a get. V'layadane Misur L'Narda Minarda L'Sura. I don't remember in the exact details of L'Sur L'Narda, Narda L'Sura, that's what he was saying. Also the Kamei D'Rav, so Rav Kahana came before Rav. Amar Lai, L'Tzuchla Mimra B'Hane Echle V'Hane Echle V'Hane Echle V'Hane Do I have to write that it was written in my presence, signed in my presence, or not? Do I need to make this declaration? So Rav lived in Surah, so if Rav Kahana was bringing a get from Narda to Surah, then it must have taken place after he arrived at the get of the Surah. And then his question would be whether or not he was required to make the declaration before delivering the get. If, on the other side, the Rav Kahana was commissioned to bring the get from Surah to Narda, so it must have been before he commissioned the get, that's when he asked them this Shaila. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, so Rav answered it, Lo Tzriches, you do not need to make this declaration. Turning on to the next time. Now, vi'i avidit ahanis. But if you did make this declaration, it would be effective. So the Gemara asks, what does this mean? Ma'i avidit ahanis. What does it mean if you make the declaration, it's effective? The Aisabal Ma'ar, lo meshkechina bay, that if you make the declaration and the husband comes afterwards, that will, to challenge the validity of the get, saying it's, I never forged, it was forged, whatever, then we will not pay attention to him because you said b'fanin eftam, b'fanin eftam. So it's like a recommended thing that you would be, even if it's not required to say b'fanin eftam, b'fanin eftam, if you do say it, then it's good. So the Gemara says, ki detanya, as we see from the following braisa, ma'isa ba'adam echad shevi get lefnei Rabbi Yishmael. A person brought a get before Rabbi Yishmael in Eretz Yisrael. Amar lo, tzarech ani, lamar b'fanin eftam, b'fanin eftam. So, oh, ain't tzarech, do I have to say that it was written inside my presence or not? Amar lo, Rabbi Yishmael said to b'ni, me'echanata, where are you from? Where was this get written? Amar lo, he said, Amar lo, Rebbe, mikfar sisai ani. I'm from Kfar Sisai. Amar lo, tzarech ata lamar b'fanin eftam, b'fanin eftam. You're required to say b'fanin eftam, b'fanin eftam. Shalot tzakek leidim, so that the woman will not need dependent on edim if the husband later wants to challenge the validity of the get. L'achar she'asa nechla lefnei Rabbi Eli. After he left, Rabbi Eli came to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Eli came before Rabbi Shmuel. So, Amar lo Rabbi, v'alo kfar sisai mivlas b'tchum Eretz Yisrael, ukrova l'tzipori yosem Akko. That Kfar Sisai is surrounded by the border of Eretz Yisrael, and it's closer to the city of Tzipori than Akko is. It's much more b'chin of Eretz Yisrael than the previous city of Akko, which was okay for not writing b'fanan eftam, b'fanan eftam. So why did you require this man to say b'fanan eftam, b'fanan eftam? So the Gemara just points out, Utsnan, this is just like a put brackets over here, that Rabbi Meir Omer Akko k'Eretz Yisrael l'Gittin. Akko is the same Eretz Yisrael l'Gittin, meaning we just pointed out that Akko is good, and you don't need to make the declaration. Only Akko was a machlokes, but everybody should agree by Kfar Sisai that it was close enough to assume that it should be part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore why was this declaration required for a get? We just pointed it out, but that's what the Gemara is fleshing out now. So it should be that everybody should agree it does not require it. So why did Rabbi Shmuel say that it is? So the Gemara says, Amr lo, shtuk lini shtuk, you should be quiet, shh, be quiet, don't say anything. Since it became established as a leniency for the woman, so then you want to mention it now because the whole idea of a fundamental is to be that the husband can't be ma'or later on. So even where it's not fundamentally required to say it because we know that they are Bakian and it's common, but still it's better for her to make it, so that's why I suggested it even where it's not required. So the Gemara says, "Ayu nami lo shadak le'edim kamar le." So Rabbi Shmuel also, that was, he said that the women are not dependent on finding witnesses, and so if that's the point, he it was clear that was the idea, not because we said that the kana stir abundant that b'fanan eftam because we're afraid you don't know lishma because it's not matzoi. So why did Rabbi Lai object, meaning that they were saying the same thing essentially? So the Gemara answers, "You're right, lo simek kamene." That really they didn't conclude Rabbi Shmuel's statement when they repeated it before Rabbi Lai. And Rabbi Lai only heard half of the statement that he has to make the declaration, but he didn't hear the reasoning. Is only shalot tzak, the end of the statement, shalot tzak ek le'edim. And therefore, Rabbi Lai asked him the question. So really, they were the same exact shita. There was no machlokas. They both agree as an eitzah tova. We recommend saying mefanan eftam, mefanan eftam, but not that you fundamentally required to do so. Says the Gemara, "Vayter shalach lei Rav Evias or Rav Chista, gitin abayim misham lekan, for getting the cup from there, which is for her to Babel, to here to Eretz Yisrael. Ain't tzarich lomar mefanan eftam, mefanan eftam. You don't need to say that mefanan eftam, mefanan eftam." So, alright, that was a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether you have to say it. So the Gemara is saying that whether it get brought from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, what's the status? Lema kasavar lefish ein bekiin lishma. Should we suggest Rabbi Abiyasar holds that the Rabbanan require the declaration because people are not familiar with the requirement of lishma? V'hanek mirei, whereas these people in Babel are knowledgeable of the requirement, therefore no declaration is needed for a get coming from Babel. So the Gemara says, v'tizbra, do you really think that that's the case? V'ha rabba islay de rabba. But we have concluded that Rabbah agrees with Ravah that a declaration is needed to confirm the signatures. Therefore, a get written in Bavel should also require a declaration, even though it was written Lishma. Everybody agrees that you need the reason because Nin Lakaima, like Rava suggested earlier. Since there are many people who go up to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel and go back down, and so like you read it, right? Leader to the going to Chutz Aretz, witnesses are going to be found to confirm the get if it becomes necessary. That's the point. I'm Rav Yosef, man lemel under Rabbi Yosef Basamchahu. Who even says that Rabbi Avyasar, his rulings are authoritative that we have to listen to him? Maybe Rabbi Avyasar is wrong in saying that a shaliach that brings a get from Bava to Israel has to declare it b'fananefta. Maybe that's just totally wrong. V'od, I'll bring a raya that he's not always a bar samcha is because he made the following mistake. Iu shalach l'lei l'Rav Yehuda. He sent a letter. He penned a letter to Rav Yehuda. B'nei Adam olim misham lekan. Those who come from Bava to Eretz Israel, they stay in Eretz Israel. They have fulfilled this pasuk. They've given the boy for a prostitute, and the girl they sold for wine, and they're drinking a lot of alcohol. So here is just a reference to the fact that they go to Eretz Yisrael and letting them go for long periods of time. They're not raising the children, and since they're not raising the children, there's a lack of importance towards chinuch, and their wives are chayav to do themselves. And unfortunately, these kids without their father around turn into these issues. They turn into these issues over here. So what was the point? So that was fine. That statement was fine. However, Kasevle below Sirtus, Rav Yosef points out that Rav Yosef wrote this letter without a Sirtus. Sitter is like when you engrave the lines. If you ever look at a Sefer Torah, if a person has a Pita Maktor, it's a good way to look at it. Those lines that are like etched in, like etching in the lines. So that's the idea of Sirtus. There's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai that you need, that all Sfarim, the Tanakh, need Sirtus. So even if you're writing a few letters of a line on parchment, the Halacha is also, you need to. Ever, if you write a pasuk, if you just write two words from a pasuk, that's allowed to be written without. However, shaloshin kosim, but 3 words may be written without the sirtut. Since Rav Yosef clearly wrote more than 3 words, he quoted the whole pasuk, so then he must have written it with sirtut. He didn't even know this basic halacha. So the Gemara points out, Menasi Satana, the Brisa tells us shaloshin kosim, arba in kosim, 4 words are not allowed to be written. But Rav Yosef clearly got this wrong. So the Gemara says, just because he forgot this one halacha, you're going to tell me he's wrong. There's one breisa. Every Amora was not responsible, or it was supposed to be understood that he knew every breisa of Behar. Mishnayos, yes. But breisas, no. He didn't know this breisa. Now, if it was something that was dependent on logic and svara and analysis, then you could say, l'chai, you're right. He's not, you can't rely on him because he has krum svaras. He makes up things. He doesn't know how to learn. Fine. However, Gemara, this is just an oral teaching from Yitzchak that's in a brisa. He's not responsible to know everything. The fact that he never heard this halacha, you can't call him not a Talmud Chacham and not a Bar Samcha, not someone who's reliable because he didn't know this halacha. It's okay if he didn't know this one halacha. Ve'od, ha'arav Evyasar who did ask him al yadeh. I'll bring you another raya that he was a holy man and he knew halacha. Is that Hashem himself gave his approval to have shot in a pasuk. There was something we didn't know and he gave shot in it. D'chsev atizna alav pilag. So the pasuk says that the pilagesh straight from this man. What is this talking about? This is the famous or infamous Maisa of Pilegesh Begiva. Pilegesh Begiva is that a person became angry with his Pilegesh and she ran away from the house. And this led to the chain of events, the disastrous chain of events where the Shevet Binyamin had taken this woman and they all like raped her until she died. And then the Klal Yisrael were so upset by this matter, so they like chopped up her body and showed it all their shvatim. Said this is what Binyamin did. They raped her, and then they started a whole war, a civil war against Binyamin. Shevet Binyamin was almost completely wiped out from this period, from this maisa that happened. This is in Sefer Shoftim. So the Gemara says, what was this maisa? Matizna la pilaksha. What led to this whole thing? So it's not actually that she was actually we have a Masorah that she didn't actually vatizna lashon of znus, that she actually had relations with someone else. Rather, Rabbi Avessar mazvul matzala. Rabbi Avessar says that he found a fly in the plate of food that she had served him, and she became so angry, so she was so scared of him, so she ran away. Rabbi Yonasan Amar Nema Matzaba. Rabbi Yonasan said he found a hair, that's why he was so upset. The Gemara is going to point out this isn't a just a hair in his food, rather, Nema Be'osa Makam, when they're having relations. V'ashkechei Rabbi Avyasar Le'Eliyahu. Rabbi Avyasar saw her with Eliyahu Anavi, who was so excited. He saw Eliyahu Anavi. Rabbi Avyasar asked him, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say about this pasuk? What would he do? What's Hashem learning? Obviously, we don't know what this deeper kavana means. Eliyahu said that he's learning the lacha of Pilegesh Begiva. So what is he saying about it? Amar Eliyahu responded. Nefesh HaChaim has a whole Torah about this, that when Big Tamei Chachamim and Big Tzaddikim are learning, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaviyachol, is like interested in their learning also. So he like learns up the same sugya. It's a fascinating thing. It's how amazing we're coming to the Yom Tov Shavuos. How amazing our Torah learning is and chaviv it is. Lifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should appreciate it so much. Anyway, so the Gemara says, what does he say about Shadis? And Yonas ibn Kachomer, he said, Rav Yosser, my son, he says, this is what the Maisa? And Yonas says, this is the Maisa. Amar Lei, Chasu Shalom, Mi'ike, Rav Yosser asked Eliyahu, Mi'ike, Sveika, Kamashmai, Akash Varechu, is Mesubak, what actually happened? Obviously not. So what does he mean? Why is he quoting both opinions? Amar Lei, Elu, Ve'elu, Divrei Elokim Chayim. Both of them are really the words of Akash Varechu, and they're correct. What happens? Vuv Matza, Velo Hikbit. The husband first found a fly, he didn't become angry. Nima Matza, Ve Hikbit. Then he found a hair, and then he did become angry with her. So we see that Rabbi Yosser was a great Talmud Chacham, and Akash Baruch Hu had agreed with him. The Rishonim point out, those are Rosh and others, but what, the Chora, when you look at this statement, Rabbi Yosser wasn't correct though. What was the reason that he got angry? Because that it was really the idea of that Neima Matzah, that when Fener and that became angry. So he said, no, Fakir. That part of the story, everybody knew. But the fact that Rabbi Yosser knew about the earlier act of serving food with a fly that got him really upset in the first place, which that must have been Ashkacha Pratis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had been Megala to him through Ashkacha Pratis that he learned this part of the story. And that's why it's such a holy thing that he's able to know this. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Zvuv Bakar, the fly was in the plate of food, but Neima Boso Makom, and the hair was in that place of her body. She didn't, in her private part, she didn't shave before having relations. Zvuv Meisusa, so the fly was just something disgusting. However, Neima, he got really upset because Sakana had posed a danger to him. That there was always the custom amongst the Jewish girls to remove this hair in order to not have a wound and to make him a krushufcha that he wouldn't be able to have to ruin his male organ afterwards, and that's why he became so angry. Both the fly and the hair, no, we're actually in the plate. Zvuv owns up that the fly was an accident. But name of Shusa, but the hair, that was just being careless. Why didn't she see that the hair was there? So therefore, you can't really see every bug, but to see a big hair on the plate when you're serving it, of course you could see that, and that makes sense. That's a pshia. That's why he was upset. Amar Rav Chista, Olam Ayitil Adam Ema Yisera Basich Beiso. A person should be careful never to be too angry in his house. Shari Pilegash, we give a hate to Baila Ema Yisera, because the husband had made this Pilegash, this concubine, so fearful of him that caused her to run away. Vipila Kamar Vos Israel, and many thousands of people died in the civil war that followed, where we know that Shevet Binyamin, 25,000 people, Shevet Binyamin had died, and many other people died as well. Amar Yehuda Marav, Kolamati Meiser Basel Peso, so by the day, Shalosh Averas. A person who gets too angry around the house, he's going to lead to three major Averas. Gila Rayos, Shrichos Davim, Chilos Shabbos. Gila Rayos, Shrichos Davim, Shrichos, and Chilos Shabbos. What are the Gila Rayos? Not real Gila Rayos, but the fact that a person was a Nida, and she has to go to the mikvah. So if it's freezing, she would delay it, because it's very cold, she would delay it to go to the next night. Right, they didn't have the heating that we have nowadays, so that was what would happen. So now, a woman who's so scared of her husband, she's just going to tell her husband, okay, I went to the mikvah, even though she didn't go because she was freezing, and she was scared, so she's going to be as neither that we're calling that like Yilu Arayos. And some of the things Shvichos Damim is the story of Pilegish Begiva led to death. And Chil Shabbos is that she's going to be so afraid of her husband, let's say that she forgot to put on the chalent or something before Shabbos, she's going to do it after the Shkiah. She's going to be so scared of her husband that she doesn't have chalent prepared for Shabbos. That's going to lead her to violate Shabbos. So Zed the Gemara, Amar Rabba Barachana, Had Amar Rabban, and that which the Rabban say in the Mishnah, Shlosh Adaram Tzarech Adam Lomar Himself Beisel Erev Shabbos, Aim Chashecha. There's three things the Mishnah says in Shabbos. The Mishnah tells us you have to say three things before you leave the house. The Sartav, did you take off the maestros from the produce to make sure that they're right to eat, because Achilas Shabbos is kaver for Achilas Keva, and you're not allowed to eat unless you take off the maestros. Arab them, did you prepare the Erev? This is referring to the Erev Chateros, because they had to carry from one Chater to another. I am Zachas Erev, and we discussed this very much at length. Hey, Lukos Haner, also, light the Shabbos candles. That's Agav, nowadays, we still have to mention that, we have to say that nowadays. So you have to say it to light Lukos Haner to make sure to light the Shabbos candles. Tzarech, Lameimra, turning out the next time, Benichusa. You have to say it, Benachas. Why? Keichi to the Kabbalah Minute. So it should be accepted with love, and should be done calmly. Very important thing, a big yisod to do in life. I remember I've seen a lot of matzah bakings, but the most amount of influence by my great uncle is it's always been nachas. It's no lachats, and everybody does a better job. That's everybody does a better job. When there's so much lachats, you know, these places like, no, like going weiter. Inevitably, someone makes a mistake because the pressure just makes it worse. It's not helpful. So always do things calmly. It's a big yisod in life, and things will be better. Amar Vashi, Ano Shmeder Rav Baruch Hanna. I didn't hear the statement from Rav Baruch Hanna. Become a svara. It's a poshut svara. To be present and speak pleasantly is a aleph base of having good midos, and it's an aleph base of getting things done. That is the number one thing that a person could do. Yeah, same thing at work, the workplace and environments and things like that. Always benachas is going to be a lot easier. If you start yelling at people, getting them more scared, they're going to do a worse job. It's always better to do things benachas. Okay, Be'ezer Hashem will pick up Amar Rabbah in tomorrow's stuff.